This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. There's a clever marketing slogan that you may recognise that says, DIY, it's in our DNA. And many of us are the fix-it type. When it comes to our faith, though, we need to consider whether Christianity is a DIY religion, or if the work actually needs to be done by someone else. Later in the program, Abel will be helping us consider this as we work through some more passages from the New Testament Bible book of Philippians. To begin with, though, let's listen to In the Light by DC Talk.
My own apart from you. You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Is Christianity a do-it-yourself religion? Here's Abel.
Hi everyone. DIY. These letters stand for do-it-yourself. Are you a do-it-yourself kind of person? You know, the bathroom tap is leaking and you buy the necessary washers and fix it yourself rather than calling a plumber? Or you need a kitchen pantry cupboard and you buy all the necessary parts for it in a kit, including a throwaway screwdriver, and proceed to assemble it yourself. Some of us are very good at it. Others need to read manuals or watch television shows explaining how it's done. Whoever we are, though, we always feel good when completing a DIY project successfully. It's satisfying to know that we did it ourselves, not needing anyone else's help. Some of us are do-it-yourselfers in our religious practices too. Our understanding of religion is that if we don't do something now, then religious happiness will pass us by. And so we spend countless hours in doing things to make God happy, to make us feel better about ourselves, to attain peace and inner harmony and spirituality. Some of us just have a feel for this. Others read a wide variety of books to help them. The best guide for attaining this inner peace and spirituality is the Bible. However, quite surprisingly, it doesn't have a lot to say about doing it yourself. In fact, it teaches quite the opposite. In the New Testament book of Romans, for example, the Bible says, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. No one who seeks God. The way of peace they do not know." In the Bible, the Apostle Paul told his readers about his own do-it-yourself efforts. He tells them about his Jewish pedigree. He was one of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Paul was a model Jew. He knew the Jewish laws from beginning to end and practiced them. He zealously tried to keep the Jewish church pure. It seemed like he was without fault. Yes, Paul knew all about doing it yourself. He was very good at it. But Paul tells his readers to give it all up. In fact, he gave it all up too. He found out that doing it yourself was a total waste of time and energy, because it could not achieve spiritual peace and harmony with God. You see, God taught Paul in a miraculous way that the only way to true spiritual joy and true worship of God is through faith in Jesus Christ. So later on, Paul wrote that whatever was to his profit, he now considers loss for the sake of Christ. That is, Paul reorientated his self-centered thinking, which he thought would profit him, to being completely centered in Christ. He wrote, "I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish." That's right. Paul's new way of thinking made him realize that his former do-it-yourself kind of religion was worthless. He considered it to be rubbish. If Paul were around today, he'd no doubt tell you that while it's possible to do a few things DIY style, the same principle doesn't apply to religion and faith. Paul knows, he tried it, and he failed. How then do you go about serving God? If you can't do it yourself, what's the alternative? Paul gives us the answer, Jesus Christ. He writes that we cannot attain religious freedom through any other means than through the blood of Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because, writes Paul, Jesus Christ is the only way of gaining favour with God. Not even the most subtle do-it-yourself trick in the book will help. Jesus Christ is the only way. Paul writes, I gain Christ, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Righteousness, that is, being once again in God's favour, having that peace that comes when one's sins are forgiven, cannot be earned through personal achievement. Paul tried to achieve it through zealously persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ. Others have tried it by living perfect lives. Some people wear themselves out in doing good for all people. That's not to say that holy living isn't important, but some people think that it is holy living per se that gains them favour with God. Paul says to such people, stop! It's so much easier than you think it is. You don't need to do anything yourselves. The key to righteousness that comes from God is faith. That is, the only necessary ingredient for all of this is to trust that Jesus truly did die for your sins, and that, through him, you are restored to God's favour. Having faith means that you surrender everything to the Lord. It means that you no longer see a need to work for your spiritual happiness, but that you recognise that this happiness is a gift of God. It is given freely because of Jesus' death for sin. Faith, then, is trusting God for all things in life and in death. Having faith also means that you dedicate your life to serving God. No, the service isn't the passport to heaven itself, but because believers have already been given their passport to heaven through Jesus Christ, their lives are no longer driven by sin. On the contrary, their lives are filled with joy and thankfulness for God's gracious gifts. There's no message as glorious as this message. God's salvation is free. There are no strings attached. There's no small print. You don't need to wear yourself out vainly trying to achieve it. It's given freely. What a wonderful offer. What will your response be? Will you respond to the offer of the gospel in faith? Or would you rather do it yourself? Do you find it difficult to let go and to let the blood of Jesus pave your way to spiritual happiness? Remember, though, that any do-it-yourself project in relation to spirituality is doomed to fail. The Bible tells us so. Place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as the only way to find true spiritual joy and happiness.
That was Abel Landers reading material provided by Veronica Hoyt. As we continue considering passages from the Bible book of Philippians, next week we'll be thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ's return. We hope you'll join us Sunday, 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. But for now, from the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.